The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher. Thank you for tuning in this week. Before we get into the big action, just want to say thank you to everyone who's sending their Sazies in to get themselves a free critical hit bookmark. They keep coming in each and every day, and we're really glad to give those out to you. Some of you have been super, super kind in sending little notes along and little things, and some of you are really go out of your way, like Todd, who says, "Hi, Steven and team. I want to express my thankfulness for all the hard work that everyone performs behind the scenes that permits all of the Major Spoilers podcasts to magically appear on my iPhone on almost a daily basis. I'm particularly fond of Critical Hit. Hearing everyone's voices on a weekly basis makes me feel like you're part of my extended family." And he says, "I didn't want to send a Sazy for a bookmark without sending something in exchange. To extend my gratitude, I want to include a new D20 for the entire team." There they are right there. "Even for Rodrigo." I'm not so sure he needs those. Well, you'll find out here shortly. "Out of sympathy for D&D Brian, I want to send a complete set of dice." So we also have another package here with another set of complete dice. Thank you so much, Todd. That's very nice of you. That definitely is very nice of you. And as you all know, we will continue to release shows each and every week that we can. And a lot of it is in part, due in large part, to our Major Spoilers VIPs who sign up and contribute every month. And if you want to be a Major Spoilers VIP and get some behind-the-scenes stuff and bonus tracks and some exclusive art from Adriana, just point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Also couldn't do it without the fine support of some of our sponsors, like Arrow the Consortium, the best sci-fi game ever, man. We totally just paid Steven to say that. Not that it's not true. Check out the Kickstarter of our new tabletop RPG at tinyurl.com/SOVKick. That's capital S, capital O, capital V, kick. Oh, thank you, Era the Consortium. And their Kickstarter campaign is going on right now. And if you can help them out, they would certainly appreciate it. And so would we. Oh, they're almost halfway to their goal right now. And they've still got 30 days to goal. So for those of you who have been paying attention to our Twitter feed at Major Spoilers, you know that we have already concluded this season of Critical Hit, and over the next couple of episodes, you will definitely hear that. But fear not, we've got more episodes just around the corner, and we are recording new episodes this week, and I think these dice from Todd are going to be put to good use. So without further ado, here is your brand new episode of Critical Hit. It's time once again for Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. As always, we thank you for sharing this podcast with a friend. And I know over the last couple of weeks, people have been tweeting me saying, "Hey, I told my friends about Critical Hit," and we thank you for doing that. And if we can get more people, here's the goal. If we could get 60,000 people downloading this every week, we would be very happy campers. Okay? So it's not going to be, it's not very hard. We're more than halfway there. So keep telling your friends, keep telling people about this. Of course, you probably don't want to have them start on this particular episode because that wouldn't be very good.
No.
Would it help if we got 30,000 people to download it twice?
No. Well, yes and no, but I mean, I would rather be honest than the way some other people go about getting there.
We need to get 60,000 people to download it twice.
There you go.
Half the time.
There you go. All right, well, we are in the big battle with Spud. Let's find out what happens next.
Yes. Yes, you are. All right. So last time...
On critical hit. People.
Critical hit on...
Right.
That both. I got distracted by Brian being distracted by the internet.
Actually, last time on critical hit, despite that very poor performance just now, the party had done a pretty good job of locking up Spud, despite the fact that he's actually ticking down their life pretty heavily.
Ow.
He is currently immobilized. It is the top of the round, which means it's his turn. And he...
But he's immobilized.
He is immobilized.
He should just give up.
And he... Yeah. Well, he... You definitely see his expression change.
How has he been changed now that we've been hitting him with these cold iron weapons and magical abilities?
They seem to burn him and kind of make him... A little bit more sluggish.
Is he seem more concerned because he realizes that we were smart enough to use cold iron weapons?
He doesn't seem concerned. He gave you the props for the amulet.
Yeah.
He's obviously, if he figured out what the amulet was doing just from pointing at you, he's probably figured out that these are cold iron weapons. Mm. He hasn't said anything about them, but they burns us. but as I was saying, you do see a change in his expression from one of trying to figure out where Orym went to one of general annoyance. So he's going to turn around and deal with the annoyance.
Spud, smash, torque.
Yep.
Torque, he's flanked, so he has a minus two, right?
Huh?
He's got a minus two.
No, flanking still doesn't work that way.
Nah, boo.
It's like, what would he have a minus two for?
Because he's flying.
No. No.
unless Brian decided to switch the mark at the start of Spud's turn. Since it's going to die anyways.
Let's see.
Makes sense.
Spud is going to grab another lightning bolt and whip Torque with it. That's going to be a... 45 versus AC.
Yes, that does hit.
Okay.
Ow.
Ow, indeed. Well, we'll see how this rolls. Wow, fairly low.
Yeah, see twos and ones over there.
Yep.
Too bad they're right next to one another.
No, doesn't have a D24.
22 damage.
Okay.
I don't like that you laughed like that.
And makes a secondary attack. Close burst 5, centered
does
on the primary target.
Interrupt that attack?
This is the one that triggers when you become bloodied, correct?
I just became bloodied. Can I do an immediate reaction action, or does his second attack need to terminate? Okay.
Sure. I'll allow it.
All right, my Dragonborn Emperor ring. I am bloodied, which means I can use an encounter power in his face. Fortunately, I saved one for just such an emergency. Frontline surge in the face.
Okay.
All right, boys. We're going to have a pep talk. You've rolled 20s before. We need 20s to now. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it. Crud. Not a 20.
Is it an 18?
It's not a 19. It's a 17. Ooh, 36 maybe? Versus AC.
Is that with the plus 2 from flanking?
No. 38 versus
yes!
AC.
38 versus AC will hit.
Yeah!
Rob, I take back everything I've said about you.
Yay.
Recently.
Yeah,
temporarily.
Yay, everything he said about you.
Yeah, all right. Two weapon is 10 plus 11 plus 9 is 30 points, and I can push the target one square.
Not towards me.
I can push the target. I don't have to push the target.
Oh.
If I push the target, every ally within two squares of me can shift one square as a free action. So, is there anybody within two squares of me?
No.
No.
There's a couple of minions.
Yeah, but that's going to do a whole lot of
nothing. If I push him into the minion, what happens?
You can't push him into the minion. You could push him the one square here.
Mm-hmm. Would that preclude his second attack?
No.
You're trying to get him out of the burst. To pushing?
I'm just trying to set it up so Torque can get flanking again.
Mm-hmm.
Can I mark him since I use this magic power?
Yep.
He's marked.
Okay.
Was that a daily item magic power?
That was, yeah.
Get 13 temporary hit points there.
So now I'm not bloodied?
No, it's different. Different
bucket.
I was bucket.
Bloodied for 12 seconds and now I have the temporary hit points. Okay.
You're still bloodied, though.
Okay. Isn't friendship thing still in effect?
I have the friendship thing. Can I use it on this attack?
I think so.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys keep track of that.
Yes.
Yes, yes, you can.
I have the friendship thing. I would like to use it now.
Okay.
Can I use it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, do it. Roll 2d6.
3, 6,
9.
9 more in his face. I've already used my axe's power, so I can't immobilize him again, but he's already immobilized, so...
Until the end of his turn.
That's a shoot. Okay. I have slammed him in the face.
Yay.
How much did you hit for?
39.
Wow.
Your typical Torque levels of damage.
Good job, Torque.
All right, so... he's going to now finish that attack sequence.
Did I even slow him down?
Close burst 5, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just the minions.
Okay.
That's pretty low. It's going to be 30 versus fortitude.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I roll damage or.
30 versus fortitude will hit Torque.
That actually doesn't hit you. It's not targeting you.
It's a burst from you.
Oh, one more. 31 damage?
Well, that pops him.
Was any of this typed damage?
This is thunder damage.
Yeah,
the first attack was lightning damage.
So Torque should be up 7 hit points. Because of lightning resistance.
I do have the lightning resistance.
Oh, there you go.
So what am I being hit with?
You didn't get hit with anything. You need to gain 7 hit points because of the lightning resistance that would have come into play.
As long as that doesn't unbloody you.
Yeah.
It would.
Wow.
Then we're just going to call it no, because then the attack wouldn't have happened and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I literally...
So you can keep that resistance an extra turn.
Okay.
Because maybe I didn't make a big enough deal that this was lightning damage.
Alright.
So, these guys are popped.
You bloodied me by 2 points. The temporary hit points are in the separate temporary hit point bucket. So, if I were to use the 7 right now, it would put me back above bloodied.
Yeah. So, you are going to pull that resistance. It didn't apply this turn, but it'll apply next turn instead of going away, right? Because it would have gone away
on
your turn.
Yeah.
Did it zorch the minions?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I just lose a healing surge?
Yep.
Right. I'm seeing something right next to Torque.
That's my Mordenkainen Kanan sword.
Got it. Okay.
It doesn't do anything for... Thank I don't think you. It flanks.
No.
I just wanted to make sure, because I was looking at the board and thinking that there was something out there that should have been out there.
Let's see. And it is going to spend an... or Spud's going to spend an action point. And...
Stinking Sodos.
No kidding.
It is going to use its grabby grab attack against Torque.
Okay. I'm going to say it now, so if I die later, just remember I ducked.
Goodbye.
No,
actually, it doesn't work unless I say it. A duck.
Okay.
Okay.
That's going to be. Forty-one versus reflex.
Holy gazonka!
Okay. So he grabs Torque, and he's gonna deal 20 damage.
Ooh.
Is it typed?
No.
Darn.
And then, as a minor action, he is going to crush. So
does he get a minor action on his action point turn?
This is his turn.
He gets a minor action during his turn. He hasn't used it yet.
Yeah.
He used the action point to get an extra standard action to.
That's what I wanted to make sure.
Grab you before he tries to crush you.
Yep.
Cool.
So now he's gonna try to crush Torque.
I'm going to resist crushing damage.
Okay.
Good luck.
Uh, 37 versus Fortitude.
That hits.
Okay. For 33 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to...
So yeah, he turns around, and basically it's totally awesome. Torque jumps at him. Swing his axe, this guy like whips him, the shockwave explodes all the minions, Torque gets a shot at him, and then he grabs Torque and basically squeezes him, and you just see his eyes bulge out. But now it's Torque's turn.
He's probably going to need a healing something or other.
Oh, he's going to try and save against immobilized.
Darn.
Torque is?
No, Spud is. Okay. And he does.
Okay.
Stinking
so I'm grabbed.
Yep.
That's neither dazed, immobilized, slowed, or weakened.
That's right. Technically, the immobilized condition is in the grab, but because grab supersedes it, you can't, ignore it.
Okay, can I attack in a grab?
Yep. Oh, sure. Yeah, and there's penalty or anything.
Can I move in a grab?
No. That's the one thing you can't do is move.
Can I trade in my move action that I can't do for another minor?
Yes.
Ha ha! I'm learning the game! La 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 la. Half a decade later. La 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 la.
I'm gonna make a t-shirt for Matthew that says, learning the game, triggering the gain.
Oh, yeah.
You can just print it upside down so when he looks down, it's right side up to him.
Nice.
I do believe that someone was to bring at this point the what?
What?
All right. Exactly. First thing I'm going to do. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Torque's eyes bulge and then they suddenly close. And you can't hear what he's saying, but he's clearly saying something. Healing word.
Goody.
On me.
Okay.
And anyone within 10 of me.
Oh, really?
This?
Really?
No, not anyone within 10 of him. One person within 10 of him.
Anyone within 10 of him.
Oh, actually, it's me or.
So you.
You.
So I healing word. And I spend a healing surge.
Okay.
And that's awesome, because I'm going to need that so I don't die. Hang on a second. I'm doing math in my head. Okay. Ooh, that's my lucky number. All right. I have that many hit points. Now, since I have my move action that I'm cashing in for a minor, I'm also going to use Unstoppable to gain temporary hit points.
Doesn't your healing word give you, XD6 of heals as well?
Yeah, it does. Thanks, man.
No problem. That's why I'm here.
So I'm going to roll the 1d6, and I get, 6. I'm going to roll the... Hang on, I'm going to put these in the... I have two separate buckets right now, and it's driving me nuts, because I have to learn the game. 2d6 plus my +3 con modifier. 3 plus 5, I have 11 temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have 11 temporary hit points. Now, having done all that, 33 versus Will missed, right?
Are you asking me? Did you just take out an against Will power attack?
Oh, 33 versus Will did miss, yes.
Okay. I'm going to do it anyway. I got to do it. Do I have any bonuses at this time? I have no bonuses.
No, probably not.
You need to gain 2d6 more hit points. Healing word is at level 6 it goes up 1, and at level 11 it goes up 1, so it's 3d6 additional hit points.
So a 6 and a 4 is 10 additional temporary hit points.
The actual hit points.
Actual hit points?
Actual hit points on the d6s.
You the man. Man.
Gotta keep my defender alive.
Between the five of us, we are one awesome player. if you average Brian and I out. Okay, so come and get it. I can use come and get it even though he's right here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to come and get it while I'm right in his arms. So.
Hold me closer, giant. No.
35 versus Will.
35 versus Will does not hit.
Oh, your mother. Oh. Not your personal mother. I like your mother. Theoretically, Spud's giant. Gnome mother.
Because that happens. His entire family grows whenever he
does. Yes.
I don't know if he's the world's most giant gnome or the world's smallest giant.
Actually, you guys don't realize this yet, but he actually shrunk you all. You're going to come out and you're all going to be like shin size to everyone else.
Oh, bah!
So he shrunk the world around him?
No, just you guys. I mean, yes. Okay.
Just this room.
The immediate area, yes.
Here's what we know. 35 versus Will does not hit. He is marked because I tried to attack him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I save against Grabby.
Okay.
Is that correct?
No. He's got you grabbed. You can use a move action to try to break the grab.
But I cashed in my move action to use a minor.
Yeah. Oops.
So I am out of actions for this turn.
Mm-hmm.
He is marked.
Okay. Next up is Trell.
I'm going to try and put some more arrows in this guy's back.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, since that's all I could do. Yep, that's all I can do.
Pew, pew, pew.
First attack. Yes! 38 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Yay.
Yay.
You can do it.
Sort of.
Back now. Blitzkrieg, bop.
And that's 14 regular damage.
Okay.
Quarry damage on top of that. Seven. And second attack. That's 21 versus AC.
Nope.
All right. Who gets to be Torque. My murder friend today? Torque?
It's either Torque or Randus. And
you don't hit think me. I can hit?
You're too hit far me. Away.
Oh.
Hey, okay. So you give it to Torque?
Yeah. I'll give it to Torque this time.
Okay. Hey, Matthew, did I have you take 15 damage at the beginning of your turn? I don't think I did.
I don't think we did. Okay. It would be 8 with the lightning resistance. We want to retroactively pop that in?
Yeah. Add that in.
That would not have changed the effect. I would have still been bloodied. It would not have killed
me.
Okay, cool. So I will take 8 of lightning damage retroactively.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
What else there, Trail?
That's my turn.
Is he immune to lightning?
I put a couple more arrows in his back.
Okay. Roll an arcana and find out.
And tag. Try to make an opening for Torque.
Okay. And now it is the turn of Randus.
Okay. So does Torque need healing or Aurum? Or?
I'm okay.
Okay, Torque, how are you doing right now?
If you have free healing to go around, I have room for healing.
I am really free healing.
Could be crushed again. Feel free to heal.
I got one more of my primary heals.
And don't forget, we all have a healing potion.
Think, hold on to it for a turn.
Okay.
Honestly, you'll never hear me say this again, but I agree with Rob. All
right. So
I'm okay right now.
Then what I'm going to try to do is Thundering Armor upon Torque. Not because it's going to be able to get him away from Spud, but just because it might actually be able to hit. So, first of all, I switch to the rod effect. The primary target gains a +1 power bonus to AC until the end of your next turn. And I make an attack. One creature adjacent to the primary target in the burst. Ooh, that's a good number. That'll be 35 versus fortitude.
35 versus fortitude does not hit.
Oh, that was an 18 on the die.
I'm starting to wonder if he's not 36s across the board.
That's a negative there. Just want to check my rod.
It's the highest.
Brandis, is it worth it to do a some kind of check to learn things about him?
Not really. I mean, I don't got that much versatility anymore.
I think it may be a little deep in combat for that. I don't know.
Shoot. Well, then, I'm just going...
Since you guys are keeping track of his defenses, that really the only thing that this would help if you made a check is finding out any resistances so that you don't attack with some...
Possible weaknesses.
Or possible weaknesses.
And that's what I'm going to do, so...
So, yeah, I'm just going to switch to my crossbow and say end of turn.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up is Aurum.
Okay, I'd like to roll a Arcana and see
resistances.
Arcana to knowledge check on it.
Yeah. 26.
26, you cannot fathom his unfathomableness.
All right, well, then I'm going to go and ball lightning. That's the one that I don't know.
Well, what's the sword attack?
Well, the sword attack I can still keep there. It is a 1d10 plus 11. Ball lightning is 3d6 plus 11.
What I was saying is, what's it take to actually attack with it again?
Just a regular standard action.
I would say just go with the sword again. I'll see if Guide knows anything.
Okay.
Or can identify anything. Since
all right.
Don't want to waste the ball lightning if he's just going to sit there and absorb it.
Yeah.
Shrug it off.
That's why I was wanting to find out.
Because ball lightning is kind of huge.
So sword attack?
Yep, Mordenkainen's sword will attack once more.
Or not.
For a 19. You said I'm invisible, so I get plus 2. Sure. 2021.
Keep trying, man.
Keep going. Even. Wait a minute. Do I get anything else?
No.
What about my wand of accuracy? No. Throw that in there, too?
I'm not going to.
No, that was a bad roll.
That'd be amazing if you could actually just stack enough stuff on there.
Yeah.
Maybe if Randus had given him... Nope, still no.
No.
There's not enough. There's just
two.
Not enough stuff to...
That was the other reason I was wanting to run up there and start punching him.
Minor action to sustain the blade. And I'm going to stay hidden behind the desk out of his sight.
Good call.
And my turn is over. So let me ask a question before we get to somebody else's turn in the future. Friendship of Magic happens only... That has to be a melee attack?
No, she has to miss with an attack.
Okay, but in order for me to throw in the extra...
Yeah, you just get that on any attack.
Including magic missiles?
Nope. No. You have to hit with an attack.
Okay.
Magic missile is just an effect.
Okay.
A magic missile wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing to start doing.
I know.
He was like, damage.
Yeah, I know.
Damage,
it's 12 damage every time.
Yeah.
Wow.
If he drops prone behind that thing, does he get total cover or solid cover or whatever the big cover is?
Sure.
I say,
but it also means I can't.
Superior cover?
It means he's going to have to take a move action to stand up.
Concealment.
Right. Which you... didn't use your move action this turn anyways.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're...
I mean, you could still magic missile from prone, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be an automatic hit.
Yeah, so...
And so prone. What do I get?
It's a neg 5... It's either a neg 5 to his attack or a plus 5 to your defenses for something where the cover would come into play.
I think it's a bonus to defense.
Yeah.
And so that... Well, then that would actually stack on top of what Randy still has.
That would actually stack, yes.
All right, so I will lay flat.
Yep.
Good idea.
I'm still thinking maybe I should move that to
the square that he's in. So as long as the base is in the right square.
Yep, that one.
Which I think I'm going to have to move to me to move to Torque.
Turn around the corner. Pop, pop.
Yeah, I actually assume that Orm is actually sitting with his back up against the desk and then like whipping around and shooting.
Yeah, yeah. Just like in your great action movies.
Yep. Put the sword over.
I'm supposed to retire in 2 days.
Yep. I'm getting too old for this. I'm only 1,600 years old.
I'd have to move closer to Torch.
All right.
So my turn is
the
over.
Shield from Orm to Torch.
Now Kit's turn.
Don't do that, because he's going to... Well, whatever. You do whatever you want, but
We'll see.
If we keep the Torque alive, yes.
He's not going to go after you.
That's true. Yeah.
That's kind of why I want to move it. I probably should have last turn.
That's fine.
I guess they probably have an equal chance of hitting with both of these. So, Deific Decay.
Oh, just to confirm, it is a -5 penalty to attack rolls for superior cover.
There you go.
Oh, so I don't... Well, yeah. Same thing.
No! That's a 20 versus 14.
Okay.
Ouch.
I rolled a 2.
For those of you keeping track, here are the stats that I have. 38 to AC will hit. 35 to reflex will hit. You have to have greater than 35 on will and fortitude to hit.
I'm going to... Oh, you have to be adjacent to do that. Never mind. Minor action... Summon my...
You've
bird?
Still got your thing in your hand, too.
I do still have... Yeah. The only time I'm going to use that is when I go to Second Wind.
Okay.
Because it lets me spend 2 healing surges instead of 1. So, birdie, tweet. Yeah. Go with this, because it's all clear. And drop it right there.
Okay.
It'll harry him, just in case.
Yeah, maybe. It worked so well for mine.
And did you want to find out if he was weak against something?
Oh, right.
Try it.
Guy, see any issues? Or do you see any weaknesses? What can you get? Oh, yay. 36 Arcana.
Guy pokes his head very quickly. And as he dives back into your satchel, he conveys to you that he is immune to dazed, stun, and petrify.
Yeah.
Resist 15 lightning and 15 thunder.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
I'll relay that.
Yeah. The sword would still deal more damage then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even at max damage for the ball lightning.
So thundering armor.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's still the armor part of it might be.
Yeah. So, yeah. He'll relay that, and I'll...
So, yeah.
I'm going to start... the thunder and lightning.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. Start magic weaponing, because that would have hit him faster.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. Concealment.
Okay. Alright, top of the round. It is the fourth round of combat.
Wow.
And Spud's turn.
Is he blooded yet?
No.
Oh.
Not even close.
Because we've hit him for over 120 points.
Oh, yeah. This is a high level. This is probably a level 19 solo, maybe.
So what kind of damage are we looking at there? Hit points are we looking at?
500-600, maybe. Yeah. Like okay. Just something ridiculous.
Okay. We've hit him for at least, by my count, 236.
Okay.
It's more than that, but at least that much.
All right. Well,
all let's right.
Keep it until he falls down.
Your bird threatens movement-type opportunity attack stuff.
It is. Trigger, an enemy leaves a square adjacent to your spirit companion without shifting. Effect. One ally within 10 squares of your spirit companion can make a ranged basic attack against the target of the free action with combat advantage.
Okay. Well, he's gonna move without shifting.
Rivendorn, get him! I believe magic missile is a ranged basic attack.
Yeah, it is.
Moving doesn't trigger my attack.
Oh, okay. But I don't have him marked.
It does.
It does, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay. Why do I get to hit him?
Because he's moving away from a bird.
Oh, so whoever
yeah.
you get to choose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm 12. Going to use Spirit's Prey.
Okay.
Which is one ally within 10 okay. squares can make a ranged basic attack.
Yep, that is 12 damage.
12 damage.
And since we know you will deal damage, we'll give it to you.
Yes, give the ball to Orym.
Read this again, because I'm still unclear on this part right here. So as long as I use my minor, it'll attack again?
Yep.
So I don't have to use... So I can do two attacks, essentially?
Yep.
All right, then. Thank you.
Okay. This guy, this spud type guy, has an ability called Unhindered. When it moves, it pulls any creature grabbed by it. In addition, the creature remains grabbed, and it does not provoke an opportunity attack from the grabbed creature. So basically, he's going to pick up Torque and carry him along.
Okay.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. This bad.
No, not really.
And then he's going to try to scoop up a worm.
Okay.
That's bad.
How would he know I was over there?
Because he just got shot in the face from over there.
Valid point.
Darn it.
You're not invisible anymore.
Nope.
Darn. Because he's too close.
Nope.
But he does have an
advantage.
Four, at least.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although he's combat advantage because of prone.
Yeah.
Where's that plus four? Oh, is that just from the shield?
Randus.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
The prone did not help.
Because Randus is a leader.
In some manners of the
term. Well, actually, go ahead. Somebody look me up prone.
They grant combat advantage to melee.
Yes.
Yeah. So it might not count because his grabby thing is actually a close blast.
Oh.
Oh, right, because it hits multiple things.
And might actually hit Trell, too.
Oh. No. Get away from me.
This is a what attack? This is not a melee attack?
This is not a melee attack.
Boo.
I have prone, by the way. Okay. What do you want to know about prone?
Read it. If you can find what... Just read it.
Point one. The character is lying down. However, if the creature is climbing or flying, it falls. Only way the creature can move is by crawling, teleporting, or being pulled, pushed, or slid. Creature takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls. Creature grants combat advantage to attackers making melee attacks against it, but gains a +2 bonus to all defenses against ranged attacks from attackers that aren't adjacent to it. A creature can end this condition on itself by standing up. A creature can drop prone as a minor action.
Okay.
Is a minor action?
The condition... There's a little bit more. This condition can affect limbless creatures such as fish and snakes, as well as... I was not expecting this. As well as amorphous creatures such as oozes.
Yep.
When such a creature falls prone, imagine it as wreathing or... Never mind.
Yeah, the thing is, all conditions affect everything, right?
Which is a major change from previous editions.
Robots take poison damage, you can knock a snake prone, you can't, lawyer your way out of being knocked prone.
Rob. You said lawyered, I'm sorry, it was a natural.
So he is going to use his grabby thing, which is actually an attack that doesn't include Torque.
Mm.
Oh.
So Torque can take a hack at it.
Hackety hack.
Yay.
Hack with a melee.
Torque's a hack.
Hack with a melee.
Mm-hmm.
Nat 20.
Really?
There you go.
Yes.
Yay.
Does that hit?
Yes, that automatically hits.
Okay. That was what I wanted to make sure. I didn't know if there was something weird. Okay. So melee basic. One weapon plus strength. Max damage on that would be 21 plus 2d6 and 2d...
Plus 3d10 and 2d12.
Because Fae.
Because he's a Fae, and it's a +3 cold iron weapon.
Well, actually... Wait, is it still a high crit weapon?
Yep.
No, this is a different axe. This doesn't have the same numbers.
The great axe is a high crit weapon.
1d6 damage per plus, 1d10 damage per plus against Fae.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3d6 and 3d10.
Nope.
No?
It's instead.
It's just the 3d10. Which is still better.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're rolling, your extra damage is 3d10 and 2d12.
3d10, 2d12. Got it. 8, 4, 5, is 17 plus 12 plus 1 is 13. That's 30.
Plus the 21 is 51. Awesome.
21 is 51 in the face. Am I not grabbed anymore? Can I not grab him when I hit him that hard?
There's one more thing. Friendship, remember?
Oh, friendship. Is rare. I'm going to throw in the friendship is rare. That's 26.
Okay.
And that's a 4. And that's a 1. So 5, mm-hmm. 56 damage.
In good his torque. Face. Do your thing.
What?
Good job, Torque.
Torque smash.
Torque lash.
Okay.
Okay.
Now for his attack.
Is he attacking me?
He's attacking Orym and Trell.
Oh.
Trell is just in his reach.
No, I went over here to avoid him.
Yeah, you all went over to that side of the room to avoid him.
That's why Ket was in the opposite corner. Yeah,
apparently, that didn't work out.
Apparently not.
Oh, look at that. Oh, ow.
Is that a nat 20?
Yeah, it's a nat 20.
Oh.
What?
Yowza.
Matthew just did it to him.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Can't you do something, Torque, about a crit?
Yeah, if it hits him.
Yeah, you can raise your armor.
Oh, that
he's
sucks.
Not attacking me. He's attacking Trell and Orym.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe. He critted Torque. I could have done something.
Okay. No. Okay. Bring it. Bring it. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. It's fine. It's a nice round number.
Uh-huh.
500.
Yes. Orym and Trell take 40 damage.
Oh.
Jumping. Oh. Fish.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
Hitting
I'm basically dead.
Okay.
You are at 12.
12. I'm at 12 hit points.
That's not dead at all.
Not yet.
Because you still
Rodrigo's
had the
camera has
temper.
Frozen on mm-hmm. the most terrifying facial expression ever. So, he looks like he's going to eat me.
Is that all, or? I have a
reason. For this action, attack? Yes.
Okay.
For this attack.
All right.
Oh, they're both grabbed.
Okay.
They're both grabbed?
Yep.
What? I'm all right. The way over there.
Yeah, he's got long hands.
Healer's momentum.
That's not realistic.
Hey, Rodrigo.
What's up?
How does one escape the grabbed state?
On your turn,
uh-huh.
you, as a move action, roll uh-huh. your athletics against uh-huh. his fortitude or your acrobatics uh-huh. against his reflex. You succeed. Okay. You are free, and you can shift one square.
Okay. Thank you.
So, okay. I'm grabbed. Does that mean I'm still far away from him? Like, that
yep.
far
yep.
away from...
That was my question earlier, because I thought if he was grabbing me, that I would be right next yeah. to him.
Basically, like, Spud is, like, super-duper tall.
Yeah.
Like, his limbs extend pretty far. So, at this yeah. point, he actually has, like, Torque in his armpit... And he's
gross.
Got Orym in one hand, and he's not lifting Trell up, but basically he has his hand just completely over her head. Like, he's just, his little no. thumb knuckle is on your shoulder.
No.
Okay, so.
Oh, and he's, like, squeezing.
No.
Healer's momentum.
Uh-huh.
Trigger. An enemy deals damage with an attack to one of your allies within 5 squares of you.
Okay.
I'm going to say Orym is the target here. I get to do an attack, intelligence versus AC, with a ranged weapon.
Do it!
That don't matter.
Brandus.
You can do
Brandus.
It.
No, that doesn't happen. That's just a 28
anyway.
Versus AC. But, half damage on a miss.
Yay!
Yay!
So, 2d8.
I'm glad we
ooh,
have
15 plus 6 is 21, so 10 damage. No type.
Okay.
15 and plus 6.
Yeah.
It's 22. 7 plus 6 is 13, 15
plus
9
is
22.
21, dude.
Plus 9. Oh, sorry. I was just looking down there at the 6. So 11 then damage.
11
yay.
Damage. Okay. No type.
Nice.
Okay, and effect. An ally hit by the triggering attack roll can spend a healing surge. So Orym can spend a healing surge.
Yay.
Still
Orym.
Bloodied.
Two
at
other allies.
33.
Within 5 squares of the target, gain temporary hit points equal to their healing surge value. So,
wow.
Torque and
Trell.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Healer's momentum.
It's a daily. I don't use
shut
it too much because daily
Brandus.
And I have to
have
a crossbow
question.
In hand and I always kind of forget to declare that.
All right.
I have a question.
What's up?
Okay. In when you're trying to determine if someone is bloodied or not, do temporary hit points count?
No.
Okay. Terrell is bloodied, but it's okay. I got a bunch of things I can do. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
Is there any particular reason Spud didn't grab everybody when he hit us all earlier? If he can grab multiple people on a on this attack.
No.
Okay.
He actually just,
he just wanted to
Orm. Yep, he just wanted Orm.
I didn't know if it was a bonus from the crit or...
Nope.
Cool.
And actually, right now, he's actually going to drop Torkentrell.
Oh.
And just crunch Orm.
Ow.
Wait, he can just drop us?
Yeah.
What's the benefit of picking us up in the first place?
It's part of the attack.
Yeah, damage.
I was looking down, and I was like, oh, he grabs you. You know, he wants to show you that he can.
Okay, so he picks us up,
and I have to hit the trigger to cold
down.
Iron crossbow.
Well, actually, he... So, for Trell, he reached over, grabbed her head, and basically crunched her down, and dealt 40 damage to her. And then, as he's kind of letting go, he just kind of absentmindedly lets go of her. That's what happened. Okay.
All right.
Most of that was on your knees.
He's going to get it.
Maybe.
Once my girlfriend finds out.
So he is going to... I didn't even know he had this power.
No! I don't like that! No!
It doesn't apply here. It doesn't apply right now. He's going to crunch Orm as a minor action.
No.
Orm might survive.
I have a negative 2 because I'm prone.
If it's a melee attack.
It is.
Yeah, he gets...
Oh, it's a melee attack? Great.
Yeah.
It's going to be... 43 versus Fortitude.
God.
36 damage.
For 16 damage, because Orm's Bracers of Defense kick in,
nice.
And it reduces the damage dealt to me by 20.
Poosh! Okay. And, yeah. Because it's a daily item power,
you get 13 temporary hit points.
Okay, so 16, well, so 3. So I'm still bloody, but I'm at 30
Great
hit points.
Job.
Right?
Poosh.
Well, the temporary are separate.
Yeah, right.
So you'd be at... should be 13, and then you'd be at... 17.
So I'm at 17.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, 17 hit points plus 13.
So that
temporary hit points.
That lowers the that attack.
That attack, yeah. Okay. You are hit by melee attack. It's a daily immediate interrupt.
Okay.
So I'm guessing I can only use that once. So if you hit me again, I can't do it again.
Action point.
Didn't he already use an action point?
Yes.
Solo.
Dude. Typically.
Damn it.
I hate him.
Crunch.
Stupid solos. Again?
What?
A nat 20 again? My gosh. All right, people.
Nice knowing you, Orm.
No.
Everybody clap your hands.
No. Goodbye, Orm. To try and bring
back Orm. I don't think he's that kind of fairy.
Orm takes 54 damage.
I do believe him.
All right, so let's see. Temporary hit points first.
I tried, man. I tried.
How much?
54. So it's real, you know.
So this might actually...
Hold on. Everybody shut up a minute. Okay, so 54 minus 13 is 41. Minus 17 equals minus 24. But I'm not at my bloodied value. I'm halfway to that. So if I hit my bloodied value...
Then you're dead.
Negative. That's an instant... That's when I save for death?
No, right? that's when you die.
Okay.
You're saving for death now.
Yeah, on your turn, you'll save for death.
All right.
No, so
Randy's,
but I can't do anything else, right?
That. Sure, yeah. Sure. So yes. Basically Spud runs over there carrying Torque, sticks him in his armpit, like smashes Trell down like a pop-o-matic, grabs onto Orm and basically crushes him, and his magic keeps him from being crushed too hard, and then he like crushes him again, and you hear lots of snapping.
Let's see. No, that wouldn't have helped me. Having Guardian Blades would have helped me. Shield most certainly would not have helped me.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting him to be swinging this hard.
He, with Orym in hand, he is holding on to him. And he says, I don't know if you can still hear me, but... And then he, like, opens his eyes real wide and says, something's wrong. And basically, his head tilts back and just, like, a huge light comes out of his face. A colossal wave of energy just blasts everybody that is not being grabbed by Spud up against the wall. And, I mean, it's a huge, searing, blinding light.
So, does Torque actually move?
Yes.
I'd say just move diagonal.
Everyone else is already up against the wall.
Yes. Although you could probably
corner her.
Sure.
Put Trilly in the corner.
You all lose consciousness.
Oh, no.
What do you care?
Well, I'm hoping that you guys will save the day so that I'm not dead.
Robert Godzilla Rasmussen, what have told you?
He's already unconscious.
What have I told you about empathy?
Guys, don't worry.
All right.
My girlfriend was there.
Man.
She's with a much more capable group of people.
This is not good. For a number of different reasons. Number one, Orym. Number two, those other guys. Number three, we really have to end this episode right here, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
I know people are going to yell and scream, but again, it is a time crunch thing for us. So we're going to take a break. I don't know what's going to happen. Brandis doesn't know what's going to happen. Ket doesn't know what's going to happen. Trail might know what's going to happen. Torque doesn't know what's going to happen. I bet Rodrigo knows what's going to happen next week. And until then, let's make sure that Rodrigo's dice don't roll critical hits.
Two today.
Yeah. You said all of our dices. That's what.
I know.
Steven.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.